You're just Doug Armstrong in, that's why. Is the general manager of the St. Louis Blues. His Blues face off against the Pittsburgh Penguins this evening. Doug Armstrong joins us now. Doug, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, the goaltending situation is front of everyone's mind. Carter Hutton starts tonight. Phoenix Copley backs him up. The idea of leaving Jake Allen behind before the road trip, I mean, we have seen it before. Detroit did it with Chris Osgood. What is the organization trying to achieve by doing this?
Well, I think it was just to give Jake a couple of days. It was just a one-day road trip. We were leaving at 2 o'clock in the afternoon back Saturday, the next night at 8 p.m., and he wasn't going to play in that game. So the feeling was just give him a day to reset. Obviously, you know, our team's not playing great right now, and Jake's having some struggles. So our belief was just to give him a day away and then have him come back ready to work on Sunday, and which he was, and get him back in the net here real soon.
So Merrick just made his... I thought it was a 10-day road trip or something, the way Merrick was going on about it.
It's a Winnipeg game, and they're playing Pittsburgh tonight.
Oh, seriously? Okay. Okay.
Well, can I just ask one more question?
I guess if you want to interrupt.
Is that a tough sell, Doug, to Jake? I mean, I would think that that would be the last resort for any competitive athlete to want to be away.
Well, Nick, as you know, there wasn't a lot of conversation. It wasn't a lot of dialogue. We felt this was the best thing to do, so it was more giving him the information. We talked the next day and told him the reasoning behind it, but it's like anything. Once you hear the bad news, not a lot of other things hang in there. It's like probably when a player gets traded, they don't want to hear all the things after you've been traded. Their mind's worrying. So I talked to Jake the next day, and I reconfirmed to him that it was a total reset. Give him an opportunity. They just had a baby, and we need him. He's a big part of our team. Obviously, going into this year, we put a lot of our resources into him as our number one goaltender, and we believe he can get the job done. And he's going through a tough stretch, and really what we're trying to do is just support him.
So, you know, Doug, there's been no doubt he's been perceived as the guy. Nobody really questioned moving Elliott this summer, and you brought in Hutton, a reasonably good backup to sort of be the guy. What really is the difference in Jake's game? Is it the pressure, or is it just some minor things that's wrong with his game?
Well, I think everything is building off each other, and also we're not playing very good.
Yeah.
So we're giving up 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s, breakaways, great scoring chances, and so they're scoring on the ones that they're that we're giving up, and then I think that starts to play with his mind being under siege, and then all of a sudden some leaking ones are going in and just snowballs. So that I think it's a combination of everything. You've seen, and I'm not putting Jake Allen in this company, but you've just seen Lundqvist go through it. You've seen Price go through it. You've seen the young goaltenders in Tampa and Detroit go through it. It's just one of those growing pains that they have to go through, and what we need him is to come out the other side.
Is this a test for you personally when it comes to maybe how patient you have to be, because you are a team that should be in the thick of things here as much as anyone in the Western Conference? So, again, to you, how long do you wait and before you want to maybe try to rattle a few things up?
Well, I would say, well, obviously, the trade deadline right around the corner. We have two difficult games, obviously. When things are going bad, the scheduling gods seem to work against, and we're in Pittsburgh tonight, a team that's seemed to score 5-plus falling out of bed every night, and then we go to Minnesota, a top team in the league. But after that, we have three home games, and we got to find our footing, and we're going to know if we're buyers or sellers right now. It's obviously not trending the way we need to, and if we want to be a team that is going to stay together and compete, we got to start winning some hockey games.
Army, Kevin Shattenkirk's name has been out there a little bit, and I know it's hard to comment on it, but the guy's your second leading scorer right now. I know he's unrestricted, and that's that has to come into play for you, but does that not shock you that he's your second leading scorer on this team with the talent base there?
Yeah. You know, we're obviously not getting the production of some of the guys up front that we thought we were going to get and we're going to need to get. And Kevin's been a top offensive player for a number of years, but he's up there right now, and we need some of those forwards to catch him and pass him if we're going to have success. And but our team game, you know, you take the points are one thing, but our team game has to pick up, all players included. If you look at the fourth or fifth column over the minus column, we have a lot of big minuses.
Yeah.
And that's just, as you know, Doug and Nick, guys, that's just playing losing hockey. When you're continually playing from behind, it's losing hockey, and you don't have long-term success doing that.
You know, when you look at your top three guys, Tarasenko minus 11, Shattenkirk minus 14, Steen minus 9, like, you don't see that typically, Army, with the top teams, do you?
No, you don't. And quite honestly, that's why we're not a top team right now. We're I think, 15th, 16th in the league, and certainly trending the wrong way. We were in the top five or six, maybe, around December 1st. So it's been a tough, it's been a tough 7 weeks, boys. But if we can string a couple of games together and get our confidence back, I think that'll go a long way. And it's going to start, I think, not by having, we don't need the goaltender to steal us games. We just can't leave the goaltender on an island. And if we play strong in front of the goalie out, I think water's going to find a level and we'll get back to being a competitive team.
We know that the Shattenkirk situation didn't just sneak up on you. You guys have forecasted it, and it probably played out a million scenarios the last 12 months on what to do. But you are now in a situation again where you're expected to win now. It's got to be tough as a general manager for the second year in a row after going through it with Backus that you got to play that card of winning now or collecting assets for the future. I don't know if I want to be in your shoes right now.
He's getting paid well.
Okay, that justifies a little
bit.
Helps
a little bit, does it?
There are no charity days. I'm not complaining.
So are you okay? Are you okay? Not picking up assets 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I think what you want to do is you want to look at your team mid February to the trade deadline and believe are you a contender or not. And you look at the, you know, Washington's a great team. They have two great players that are going to be unrestricted free agents, and no one's going to believe that they're going to trade those players to get a first round pick that might help them in 2022. That's how I felt about the team last year with Backus and Brower. We were a good team, and I thought we had a chance to win. So you act accordingly. If we're stumbling along like this, then all bets are off on we don't want to keep players here, hope to sneak into eighth place and get hammered in the first round.
Army, you look at your group and you'd say that is as good a blue line as there should be in the NHL. With experience, you've got puck movers, you've got size, you've got strength. Have they played close to where your expectations are as a group?
I would say they actually haven't been as bad as our record indicates. I think we're not getting a lot of support down low and a lot of real good support from our forward group to our defense. Yeah. You could always do things differently and do things better, but we're giving up like huge. We're on the wrong side of the puck in the offensive zone so many times that they're breaking out with 4-on-3s or 3-on-2s and. As a coach, Doug, you know, like if you're not on top of the puck in this league now, you're just asking for trouble. And we're playing hoper hockey too many nights, hoping that a 50-50 puck will come down to the offensive side and not the defensive side. And when you lose the 50-50 hope, you're defending and you're defending against numbers.
Blues general manager Doug Armstrong with us. Coaches generally, as a rule, don't announce their final lap, but here we are with Ken Hitchcock. Do you think that factors in at all to the team's performance, knowing that this is the final hurrah in St. Louis for Ken Hitchcock? Mike Yeo comes in next year. Any factor there, Doug, in your estimation?
I don't think so. And again, you know, I like talking to this panel because you got a little bit of everybody on there, coaches, managers, and Nick as a player. As a player, Nick, I just can't believe anyone's going to sabotage their season.
Yeah.
Their careers are only so long. They're independent contractors at the end of the day. And so I can't believe that they're looking at who's going to coach the team in 8 months is going to dictate on how they perform this year. So I could be naive. I can't believe that that's in their mind.
Yeah. Listen, I don't disagree. Absolutely. You're going to have that internal pride for yourself. The only question is it still collective, right? Is it as a group or does everybody just try to salvage their own situation? So I hope it turns around, Doug, because we all do believe that you got a contending team there. No question about it.
Well, I do agree with you that when you're in a situation where your team's not performing, the natural tendency is to become individuals and play for yourself, and that's what we got to try and avoid right now and play as a collective, as a team, if we want to get out of this.
I've had coffee with Hitch when things aren't going good. It's not fun. Try and enjoy yourself, Army.
And you're too good a team to be in the position good luck, that you're man. In right thanks. Now. Thanks, Doug. Good luck against Pittsburgh and the rest of the way.
Great, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on. Enjoy the All-Star weekend.